today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What a great day. Things have cooled off a little bit. Great day to get out in the yard and begin to prepare for the changes, folks. The end of August. Before long, we'll be into September here, just a couple of days. And as the seasons change, the days are getting quite a bit shorter. I've noticed that this morning, getting up, that the sky wasn't as bright as it has been. So we're losing a little bit of daylight. We're beginning to cool off quite a bit, and that's a sign that we can get back into the garden and really do an awful lot of things. This is the time of the year right now where if you want to start dividing some of your perennials, things like daylilies and hosta and a lot of the plants that you have that have finished blooming, they can be done at this time of the year. Irises can be divided at this point. So there's a lot of maintenance type work and a lot of fun part. If you have friends and family members that have said, oh, I just love those daylilies in your garden. I've never seen that color before. Well, today's the day that you can begin the process of splitting them and swapping. Say, okay, well, I'll give you this pink one. You've got a beautiful hosta over there. I'd like a piece of that hosta. But this is the time where you can begin that process of cleaning and dividing and getting the garden ready for the seasonal changes. It's also a time where you're going to start to think, okay, I need some color here early in the spring. After a long winter with snow and cold and ice, I want a sign that spring is here. And in the next couple of weeks, the garden centers and the nurseries will be receiving their tulips and daffodils and crocuses and hyacinths and things like that. So you need to be looking for areas around your home where you can plant them. Now, what I look for is a place that's going to warm up. So the south side of your house will have color earlier than if you plant it on the north side of your house. And that's really, really important if you want to get some early, early color. So this is what I want you to do. Find that location. Decide what the exposure is as far as sun and shade. And then you also want to start to think about, did I have a problem there in the past with maybe rodents? Because if you have a problem with rodents, like mice, it could be voles, moles, animals like that, then you're going to have to start to think about what type of bulbs will do best. If you've planted bulbs in the past, you've planted tulips and crocuses, and they've done very, very good, that means that you don't have a problem with that type of an animal. If you've planted tulips and crocuses, and they've never really come out of the ground really well, and you planted them correctly, Say you put in a dozen tulips and you only had four or five that flowered. It could be you have something underground that's eating them. So say to yourself, I planted tulips before. I've had a problem in the past. Maybe it's rodents and not me that did something wrong. So then when you go to the garden centers to choose bulbs, you have to look for a little icon. Right on the box, there will be a picture of a mouse with that Ghostbusters type sign, the circle with the line through it on top of the rodent. And that will tell you that that bulb cannot be eaten by rodents. They're poisonous to them and they will not eat them. So, crocuses, if you like crocuses and they seem to disappear, you can plant grape hyacinths or Chionodoxa and Scilla. And we'll talk about those a little bit later on once we get into the fall season. But if you want something like tulips and they disappear, then plant daffodils or hyacinths. Those two will not be eaten by rodents or deer or rabbits. So there's always an answer for a problem. And if you have a problem, then you may want to think about giving us a call this morning. The phone number is 800-259-9231. And we'll work together to try and help you to plan a nice garden for the springtime. Or we'll help you to make what your garden looks like now better so that next year there's a lot less problems. But as the weather cools down, don't say, well, summer's gone, the gardening season is over. It may be over for some things, and some things I'm glad it's over. The vegetable garden, for example, was watching on the news the last couple of nights, and the lead stories for the whole Northeast coming up from New York State, all of New England, into Baltimore area, and as far west as Minnesota, it's going to go down as the wettest summer ever recorded. Ever. The state of Maine, where I live, we had one weekend that we had sun on both days. The city of Boston had two. Providence, Rhode Island had three weekends, and New York City had four weekends out of a possible 12 with 2 days of sun, broke all kinds of records for rain, and the results of cooler than normal, cloudier than normal, and wetter than normal, the vegetable garden just kind of fell apart. We got blights on tomatoes. We had blights on potatoes. We had insects that we just couldn't stop. So don't get discouraged. What we're all going to need to do this fall is clean the garden thoroughly. We're going to need to rake it up, pull up all those dead plants, dispose of them, but do not put any of your plants in your compost pile this year. This is something that is really, really important. If you have a compost pile and you take tomatoes that have diseased foliage and you put in your compost pile, your compost pile does not get hot enough to kill those diseased spores. You put them in there. The plants break down. They turn to big, beautiful, black gold. You work it into your soil, and it does its job. Its job is to hold moisture, to break apart the clay, to help the sand to work better for you, to improve drainage. It helps the plants to grow better by binding nutrients. But because we had a problem with the foliage and disease, and it didn't get hot enough, a lot of those spores are in that really good compost. And when you replant next spring, the spores that are in there will affect your new plants, making the problem possibly worse. So when you clean your garden this year, pepper plants, fine, put it in there. Cucumbers plants, put it in there. No tomatoes, no potatoes. And if you have vegetables that had a problem with foliage disease, do not put it into your compost pile. Do yourself a favor this year. Clean it up. Dispose of it. If you've got plenty of land that you can dig a hole and bury it, or put it in a trash bag and send it out with the trash. Get it off your property. Let's get everything clean. Also, coming up this year, this time of the year, Sunday, today, tomorrow's Monday, Tuesday is September, right? You should not be fertilizing your roses anymore right now. What you need to do, and especially after the type of year we've had, you do not want to fertilize your roses. So if you're using an insecticide, fungicide, fertilizer combination, put it away for the year. Roses should not be fed into September, because if the weather should get nice, it's going to force a lot of new growth. And this new growth that develops will be succulent, will be soft. Because we're getting into September, you want to change that growth from succulent and soft to dark green, and you want to change it from succulent to fibrous, to thick, to tough, to really make it hard. That way, when winter arrives, your plant is stronger and will accept the winter temperatures a lot better, which means less dieback on your roses. If we can help you, give Jared a call right now. 800-259-9231.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots, and Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots, and fall is when lawns build their roots, so fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit scotts.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots, and Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots, and fall is when lawns build their roots, so fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchoose.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Well, I've been giving a list of things that have to be done. When the kids go back to school in the next few days, maybe next weekend you can start thinking about this, but this is the best time, I mean the absolute best time for putting in a new lawn or thickening your existing lawn. So, you know, in the days to come, walk around the house, and if there's sections of your lawn that's thin, and I know this year, because we've had so much rain in the Northeast, and a lot of the states are in the same predicament, because we've had so much rain, the lawn looks good. But I really want you to look at the grass and see what's there. And you may want to think about, okay, we need to plant some grass to thicken the existing areas. Now, there's a lot of ways that you can do that. But what I want you to do this year, I don't want you to kill yourself on your lawn. What you're going to do is look at the grass. And if there's not a lot of broadleaf weeds, don't worry about the weeds. Because you can't kill the weeds and plant grass seed at the same time. Because the weed killer that's going to kill the broadleaf weeds, like chickweed and clover and dandelions and things like that, will kill the germinating seed. So this is what you got to do. Look at your lawn. If the lawn is thin and there are weeds there, what I want you to do is this. Take your lawnmower, lower it as close to the ground as you can without digging up the lawn. So you want to scalp the lawn. Clean up all of the plant debris. And then what you're going to do is you're going to rent a machine called a seed slicer. And a seed slicer looks like a lawnmower. except it has probably about 20 blades. And instead of the blades spinning horizontally, they spin vertically. And they cut little grooves in the ground. And as that groove is being made by these spinning blades, grass seed falls into the groove. And you go up and down the lawn. And that's called overseeding. Because you've made a little groove with the seed slicer, then what you do is you take a bamboo rake. So you're going to make the seed slicer, let's say, go from north to south. Take your bamboo rake, turn it so that the teeth are facing up. You don't want to comb it. You want them face up. You go east to west. And that will push the seed into the trench and cover it with the soil that the trench was made from. Now you water, put down your fertilizer, and if you have moss, put down some lime or a lime product and water. That way you don't have to rototill and start all over again. So you're going to scalp the grass, use your seed slicer. That will put the seed in position, comb it, fertilize it, keep it wet. And you're going to see that that grass is going to germinate and it's going to come in beautiful. And what's really going to be fun is when this seed germinates, you're going to see it in areas growing in rows because the new seed is going to grow faster than your established seed. And you will literally see lines of green in your lawn about an inch or an inch and a half apart. And that lawn will get thicker and thicker and thicker. Don't worry about the weeds. They're going to take care of the weeds in the spring. So the fall is the best time for putting in a new lawn. It's cooler. There's no new weeds coming. And if by chance weeds do germinate, as soon as you get a frost, bang, it kills the weeds. The ground is warm, which means it will germinate faster. In the spring, it's a good time to plant, but the ground is cold. And because it's cold, it doesn't germinate as quickly. So we're getting warm soil, frost to kill the weeds, and more rain, and your seed germinates faster. If you have a question, call us right now, 800-259-9231.
Get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you. The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up. Which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer Plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control, available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Pangana Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are we ready to do a little bit of gardening?
I'm ready.
Okay, who do we have up first, Jared?
Okay, first up this morning we have Barry on the line, who's got a question about trimming an indoor plant.
Okay, Barry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Great, and yourself, Barry?
I am well, thank you.
Good.
I bought a foot-tall cut-leaf philodendron 3 years ago. It is now 5 feet across and maybe 3.5 and 4 feet high. And I would love to know if I can please cut it back somehow.
Now, this cut-leaf one, is it one that grows up on a piece of bark, or is it more of a bush type?
It's more of a bush kind of a thing.
It's more of a bush.
Mm.
The bush type of philodendron, I have seen them growing in Florida, for example, that are like 7 to 8 feet across and about 5 to 6 feet tall. So the only way that you can make it smaller would be to actually cut some of the leaves that are really getting long. If it was a vine type that you could train up a pole, then you could break some of those runners off to control the overall size. But the type that you have, the foliage is in the shape of your hand with nice long indentations, you know, so it really looks beautiful. But that one, you're doing such a good job. You're giving it the light that it wants, the amount of water that it needs, feeding it. It's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. The only thing that you could try, Barry, is maybe get a couple of like little green pencil stakes and maybe with some green string, pull them in a little bit. But that particular type of philodendron is a bush, and because you're doing such a good job, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So you're going to have to either tie it up a little bit or break off some of the branches that are really, really getting wide. It's not the type of plant that you can snip, 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 because it is more of a bush coming out of a central stem. So there's one stem, the leaves are growing in a whorl around that stem, and as the plant matures, the leaves are getting bigger and bigger. So I know exactly where you're coming from. So it's either remove some of the leaves, or maybe what you could do is, if you could find a basket that your container can fit in that's higher, if you took the plant, set it in a basket or in a pot that would bend the branches up rather than allow them to grow horizontal, if you could somehow lift up the branches, the leaves themselves, so they're more vertical than horizontal. So give that a try. But you're doing too good of a job, Barry. You're going to have to find a job working at a greenhouse to make that talent spread to help other plants that need your help. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Sandy on the line, who's got a question about dividing a plant.
Okay. Sandy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, Paul. Good morning. It's Sandy from Belgrade Lakes, Maine. I have a baby amaryllis bulb that developed over the summer, thank God, next to the old mama amaryllis.
Yeah.
And I want to know when and how I should divide it. I know this is about the time when the kids go back to school. You like to say, bring them in and put them in the basement. But it seems so early.
Yeah. It's getting close to that time right now, because that plant needs a rest period before it blooms. How big is the little baby attached to the main plant?
Oh, let's see. It's probably got about 4 little leaves on it. I'm looking at it right now.
How tall?
About a foot tall, the leaves.
About a foot tall and 4 leaves?
Yeah.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I would leave it attached.
Okay.
I would leave it attached a little bit longer.
Okay.
I was at a friend's house last year, and like you, they had planted a beautiful amaryllis bulb, and it grew beautiful, and they took care of it like you, and it made 3 babies. And I said to her, when are you going to divide it? She says, well, I'm really scared. I don't know when the right time is. The time to divide it is while the bulb is active but not going into dormancy. So right now, that bulb that's potted, you're going to bring it in the house. You're going to let the bulb itself slowly dry out. But I would allow that amaryllis to grow until the end of September. I'd give it another 30 days just to give it additional time to make your buds in the mother bigger and stronger so that you'll have better blooms. So keep it active for another 30 days. And then what you do is you stop watering it, and all the energy that's in the leaves will drain down into the bulb and the root system. The leaves will go from dark green to pale green to eventually yellow and brown, and then you cut them off so that your mother bulb looks like a light bulb upside down. Big fat base with a big knob on the end where the leaves came out of. A little baby, cut off the little shoots also. Let it rest, and then around Christmas time or later, water it, and it'll come right back to life, and it will flower. When she finishes blooming, then the little baby can be divided from the mother. And what I have found is this. Get yourself like a steak knife. And when you separate the little shoot from the mother, you need to have roots attached. So that what you could do is bounce the root ball on some newspaper to try and break up some of the soil so that you can see the roots coming from the little baby that's developed off the main bulb. Take a knife and separate the little bulb from the mother, but you need to have some roots on that bulb.
Got it.
If you can do that, then you can repot it.
Got it. Okay, that sounds cool. Thanks, Paul.
Okay. Thank you, Sandy. You have a great day. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. Fall season is approaching, and we have a lot to do in the yard. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Paul on the line, who's got a question about either mold or moss on a tree.
Okay, good morning. Let's see what we can do with your moss and your mold on a tree.
Good morning, Paul. You have a great show.
Good morning. Thank you.
My wife just noticed that it's either mold. It doesn't look like moss, but it's like a greenish stuff that's growing on the bark. Is that going to damage the tree? Is there anything we can do to get rid of it?
Now, what kind of a tree is it?
These are maple trees.
And maple, big trees?
Yeah.
If they're well-established trees and there's a green, like a film on the trunk of the tree, don't worry about it.
Okay.
That is part of it. See, normally moss will only grow on the north side of the tree. And that's because the north side of the tree doesn't get that much sun, and it's ideal growing conditions. Well, you know what this year has been. June, July, and August, over 20 inches of rain, being the wettest that we've ever had in almost 200 years. It's been the coolest and the cloudiest summer that we've ever had. So the moss that normally grows on the north side of the tree was able to expand and move from the north up on the east side and on the west side, and possibly even a little bit on the south. What will happen? It will go through the winter. It will still be the same. Next year, when we get a normal summer with some heat and some sun, that moss that's there will slowly burn out with the rays of the sun. So at this point, don't worry about it. If the leaves look good, the branching looks good, there's no what they call horns. If you look at the top of your tree, and there's some dead branches on the very top, and it looks like horns, then you've got a problem. But if the top of the tree, the branches are all green, they're all healthy, you're fine. Again, the moss is just due to the weather. And boy, we've had weather this year. I can't wait to see what the winter's going to give us. Hopefully, we've been punished enough with all the rain. We'll have a nice low snowfall type winter, hopefully with some milder weather to make up for the cold we had all summer. Hopefully Mother Nature will balance things off a little bit, and we'll have a great fall. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Karina on the line calling with a question about juniper.
Okay. Karina, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, and thank you very much. Thanks for all the information you've given us over the years. My problem is that I have juniper, and I thought it would be a good idea for a particular area that we have behind the garage that's sloped, and to cover it all that. But anyways, it's been there for maybe 8 years, and last year it started, and then again this year, to just have some dieback in just different random areas. And I thought maybe if I cut those dead places that it would fill in. In fact, what I've done is I've cut some pieces off the ends and poke them in the dirt, but they have not taken. So my question is, did I allow it to, what I'm wondering is, did I allow it to grow too long? There were several bushes, and they've grown tremendously as far as length goes. And I'm just wondering if I allowed it to grow too long so that it didn't have enough nourishment. We feed it every year.
Okay. What I'd like to have you do is this. When you're growing a ground cover type juniper, it grows just like a spider with long, long, long shoots.
Right.
And what you can do in the spring is go out there and cut back the individual branches that are getting long by about 3 or 4 inches.
Uh-huh.
And what that will do is it will stop it from getting longer and longer and longer.
Right.
And in the meantime, the side buds that are there will compete to become the new leader. So instead of one branch that's getting longer and longer, you remove that dominant growth. Side buds will begin to grow, and it will make it thicker. Okay? So do a little bit of pruning. I want you to feed it again this fall, and then next spring. Matter of fact, I would do it now. If these brown spots are there, I tell you what, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, I will tell you a way to test your plants to see if they have any unwanted critters that are living off of them. It makes me itch to think about it. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Are you tired of insects eating your trees and shrubs? Can't reach the top of those tall trees? Well, Boni Products has the answer. Boni Annual Tree and Shrub works systemically from the inside out and will prevent infestations on your trees and shrubs for up to 1 year with only one application right now. There's no spraying, just mix it in a bucket and pour it at the base of your trees or shrubs. The systemic insecticide gets absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant and will not...
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure. But I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight. Detoxify. And get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You give Jared a call, we'll work together, and we'll try and solve some of the problems that you have so that we have a good way to say goodbye to a terrible gardening summer and hello to a fall that's going to be wonderful. With all the rain we've had, I can guarantee you, no matter where you live, that you are going to have the most colorful foliage. Hopefully we won't have storms that will knock the color off the trees, but because we've had plenty of moisture, the leaves should be gorgeous with bright oranges and yellows and reds. It should be a gorgeous, gorgeous fall for leaf peeping. So you got to say to yourself, I'm going to spend some time in the mountains, even if it's just for a day, to look at the foliage. It's going to be spectacular. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Steve on the line. Steve's got a question about some boxwood seedlings.
Okay, Steve, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning. I'm from Kennebunk, and I've grown about 130 boxwood seedlings. I picked the seeds down in Kennebunk Beach. And they're in 3-inch pots. They don't grow very fast. And I'm wondering whether to put them in the ground now or how to winter them over for the spring.
Okay. How have they been in pots since you germinated the seeds?
Yes, in March.
In March, okay. So these are really young seedlings then.
Yes.
Okay, I would not put them out this year. How tall, like an inch or two?
They go between 2 to 6 inches.
2 to 6 inches. What I would like to see you do is this winter, because they're only a year old, I would like to see you put them in a garage, in a tool shed. If you've got a deck, put them underneath like a deck of a porch. They need to go through a normal winter, but if you can protect them from freezing and thawing and freezing and thawing and from direct sunlight, they'll do a lot better. So put them in a garage that's not heated, a tool shed that's not heated, and leave them there for the winter. And several times during the winter, go out there with a watering can, give them a good drink, and it's all right if the root ball freezes, but you don't want them to dry out. Put them on the floor. You don't want them raised because heat rises. So put them right on the cement floor or right on the wooden floor of your tool shed. That way, they're protected against the wind. They're protected against the sun. And by doing this, they'll do a lot better. Now, if you don't have a tool shed or a garage, put them on the north side of your house. And once they freeze solid, usually around Thanksgiving, then rake up a whole bag of leaves and cover all of the plants with pine needles about 2 or 3 inches above the plants. And that will create a nice, warming, protected area to keep them from having a problem during the winter. That way, when spring comes, you can put them directly into your garden, and they'll do a lot better. But I'm afraid if you put them out in an open yard with a lot of wind, and if we don't get a lot of snow cover, you could have a lot of dieback, because boxwoods, even mature ones, have problem with a little bit of dieback. The other thing that you can do, too, that would help them, and again, around Thanksgiving, spray the individual plants with something called Wilt Proof. It's an anti-desiccant. It's like a liquid wax, and you spray it on the foliage and try and get it on the underside, too, and it seals the pores so that they won't lose moisture. Makes a big difference. Thank you, Steve. Now, we were talking with Corinne about her junipers, and I forgot about it. I'm sorry, Corinne. What I want you to do today, wait until everything dries, because we had quite a bit of rain yesterday. Take a piece of white paper, put it underneath a branch, tap the branch, and particles of sand and soil will fall on the white paper. If some of those little dots begin to move, you could have red spider or spider mite. If you see them moving, get tree and shrub, spray all the plants with it, and that will control all the bugs.